Lori, we are back with another episode of the Travel Vertical Podcast. How you doing?
Very well, Adam, and you?
I'm good. I'm bummed that we missed last week, Lori, but we didn't want to just skip the episode. So we're going to launch this one, and then we'll go back to our normal schedule. And we've got all these loyal listeners want to make sure that you know what to expect. And so plan on today and then next week having the Travel Vertical Podcast back in your lineup.
Yep. Sounds good.
Awesome. So, Lori, it's been an interesting week. There's been a lot of movement, of course, in the industry. Lots of job openings. Tell me what you're seeing out there right now.
Okay. Do you want to talk job openings or should we talk about people moving?
Why don't we start with people moving? It's always kind of fun to hear where people go.
Sure. Well, we're looking at some newly announced moves. The one we're looking at for right now is in Visit Rapid City, South Dakota, where there's a new CEO. Her name is Brooke Kaufman.
Yes, a friend of mine.
Oh, really?
I've had her on my show.
Oh, terrific. She comes from Visit Casper.
She was one of my original guests on the Destination Marketing Podcast.
That is great. Well, there's a smiling picture of her, so she looks happy about this. But she, of course, is going to, in the next few weeks, she's going to be moving to Rapid City, South Dakota. And it says here that she's a Nebraska native, and she was selected from a field of 130 candidates identified by the search firm.
Wow. Well, what a tribute to her when you've got 130 candidates and you're the one that rises to the top. Congratulations to Brooke.
Yep, it's a big deal. And so, of course, people might wonder, well, what if I want to be the CEO of Visit Casper? So that's the next space for us to watch.
So that opening should come online.
I don't know for sure how it works exactly in Casper, Wyoming, but there is something called the Natroma County Commission, and they are involved with the nomination of candidates.
Okay. All right. We'll keep an eye on that one. What else, Lori? What are you seeing?
Julie Stowe, who is in Cedar Rapids, has been promoted to Associate Executive Director. And we're excited about that because we think the world of Julie. She's been really active in eTourism Summit and Thrive. And she's done some great storytelling on the stage at eTourism Summit about how she has done networking at the conferences, and that's really had an impact on their business. So she's being recognized for that.
Oh, that's funny. When you said that, Lori, I thought you were saying that she is done networking, like she'll never do it again. But you were saying, no, the way she has done networking, yes, and how effective it's been.
Exactly. she was a director of meetings and conventions, and she saw somebody that she wanted to meet with at the Thrive convention couple years ago, and she just nailed him. And coffee, and he said he finally relented. And it turned into not only a great business partnership, but a great friendship. And so they now share the stage and talk about how that happened and how that turned into a film about the destination and how that turned into a booking for the destination and how that turned into a future meeting by, believe it or not, the Gay Pilots Association.
Oh, wow. What a cool story.
Yeah. So there was a lot. I mean, once they sat down for that coffee, things started happening.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing? Just a chance encounter or quick conversation can lead to so much. I feel like so much of my career has been influenced by just these quick conversations that at the time I didn't think anything of. And next thing you know, it's turned into a big opportunity.
Yes. Well, you know, shout out for Scott from Springfield, Illinois, right?
That's right. That was so fun. Scott mentioned us today on his LinkedIn and tagged us and said that he's been really enjoying the Travel Vertical Podcast and the Destination Marketing Podcast. And apparently we get to go running with him every day, which is good because I don't actually go running on my own. So I'm getting my exercise through his headphones as he listens to the show.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know, anybody who does listen to the Travel Vertical Podcast, we invite you to share that with other people that might enjoy it. Of course, we're here to talk DMO stuff. And, you know, it's a special kind of place where DMOs themselves, for, by, and of, I guess you could say.
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks to Scott for sharing it. And I know that recently a couple of other people have shared a link to the show. And anybody that's willing to share, we obviously are trying to get the news of the industry out to everybody that we can. So we appreciate Scott, and any of you that feel inspired to share the show, please go ahead and do it.
Yeah, well, Adam, you know, speaking of sharing, it's so important because we have hundreds of jobs every week here, and a lot of them I have to sort of source them in various and different ways. It's time consuming, and you know, we don't mind, but it's hard work. And then now and again, you know, we've got people, especially ones we can rely on every week, who will drop us those jobs and an update, and not only to tell us, hey, you know, there's four new jobs at the Philadelphia Convention and Visitors Bureau this week, but also four new jobs at Visit Napa Valley this week. They let us know, but also RFPs, you know, requests for proposals are coming in. And then, of course, when jobs are filled, who took the job? Well, we'd love to print that news or publish that news as well, because, you know, everyone can kind of update their Rolodex, you know, as we used to do, and keep track of who's gone where. So it's you know, it's an evolving space, and sharing is an important part of how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, Lori, I've really appreciated that you share the job opportunities that are available even at Relic on the travel vertical. And man, we've got several right now. So shameless plug, if anybody's looking to jump from the destination side into the for-profit agency side, reach out to me, because we've got several positions open. Relic's growing, and you know, that's part of the jobs news out there right now, is we're looking for really, really talented people to take us to the next level.
Yes. And well, you know, on these job listings, we do that. We don't just have the DMOs. We have a lot of those for sure. Cities, states, regions, counties. But we also have the vendors that our community works with. So, you know, that's where you fall. And as those come in, we'll publish those every week as well. So, you know, you'll see them from all around the country. And a lot of those are remote.
Yeah, and hundreds of jobs at any given time.
Yeah, interesting also how many of them have moved to remote, isn't it?
It is. In fact, I was in my, I went and started my CDME training a couple of weeks ago with Destinations International. And when I was there, one of the people in my group was a friend of ours, Liz Mabe from Puerto Rico. And she doesn't live in Puerto Rico. She does that completely remote. And she says it's been fantastic. And I think destinations historically have felt like, well, they've got to be here. They've got to be in the destination. And I think for several roles, that might be the case. Like CEO, it's difficult to be the CEO and not be in the destination. But I think people are getting more and more comfortable having workers that are remote do a great job for the destination, but not have to uproot their family and move across the country. I think that's a trend we'll see continue.
Yeah. You know, probably started by Zeke Coleman, right? When for many years he was doing Visit Savannah based out of Texas, remember?
That's right.
And now, you know, he's Zeke has left Visit Savannah and he's at Adora, but you know, he's got some remote people here, there, and everywhere. So it evolved tremendously, of course, during COVID. And it was rare to find, well, prior to COVID.
I think that's why people that are listening need to be going and checking out the jobs, because it's not, if I was looking at it and saying, well, I don't want to move my family, so I'm not really going to check out the jobs.
Right.
There's so many jobs available that are remote now that I think it's worth checking out for anybody that's considering a change.
Good point. So speaking of which, who else is in the news? So a woman called Flavia Light is the new vice president of tourism at Visit Denver. So we'll see. I guess she's going to move to Denver, but she's spent 9 years with Walt Disney World and has other executive roles coming out of Universal Orlando. So basically a lot of time spent in Florida. She's going to Denver.
Oh, congrats to Flavia.
Yes. Another change from the attraction side, Susan Harris is coming aboard. You see what I've done there? She's coming aboard at Chattanooga Tourism as COO in mid-April. departing a prior role as president and CEO of Sea Rock City, Inc., which is also in Chattanooga.
Yeah. Great opportunities people are stepping into here.
Have you ever been to Chattanooga, Adam?
I haven't. You know, I love Tennessee, and I've been to several cities in Tennessee, but Chattanooga is not one of them. I've been to Nashville, Knoxville, Franklin, Memphis, all over Tennessee, and Bristol. Let me also mention Bristol, because that's a great little well-kept secret, but I haven't been to Chattanooga.
I think it's right on the border of Georgia.
It is.
So, yep, that's what's going on now. Let's see what else we have here.
Well, Lori, did you hear about Justin's brother?
Pardon?
Justin's brother? This is a bad bad joke setup, Lori, just so you know. James Timberlake, Justin's brother, has just moved to Oklahoma Tourism Recreation Department. Sorry, I'm so sorry to James, but I just couldn't help myself.
And they're not brothers, are they?
They are not. That's on me.
If they were, that would be cool. We're just looking at some of the other ones now. Dan Cook is a lovely guy who's been at Prince William County in Virginia and was acting director of tourism there. And now he's going over to visit Annapolis and Anne Arundel County in Maryland.
Great.
And Dan's going to start his new position there as director of marketing and communications.
Wonderful.
Yep. But, you know, lots more moves here. The Discover the Palm Beaches, Naples, Marco Island, Everglades, Convention and Visitors Bureau, State of Washington, who's shortly joining us on a podcast to talk about their new branding. So many changes. And we've got, here's another one, joining from the attraction side, Six Flags Fiesta in Texas. She's going to visit San Antonio. And that's Ashley Williams, who's going to be a sales manager. So just lots of things. It's interesting to see the direction people are taking. And then, as always, some are leaving from the DMO side to go to the private sector. For example, Chelsea Edwards, who did that from Visit Seattle to Bandwango and has now had a promotion at Bandwango.
Yeah, you know, I think that's another trend that we're seeing is so much cross-category movement. DMO to private industry to DMO. It's been fascinating to watch that because with this labor shortage that's hitting the entire country and you know, Canada and outside, but with that labor shortage, people are having to get more and more creative about the pool of people they're drawing from and hiring from. And I think that's another trend we'll see continue as more cross-category bouncing around.
Yeah, it's good to see. And, you know, change is important for everybody at some point. So then we've got about five RFPs listed at the moment. Some of them are expiring shortly, so vendors could take a look there, including two that are not in the USA, but Tourism Australia and Tourism Fiji are both looking for representation in the USA.
I saw that.
So, yep, very fun, very cool. And then we've got some more job listings, including some new ones, and trying to label the new ones as new to help people keep track of these. We did mention, I think, that the U.S. Travel Association has begun their search for president and CEO as Roger Dow will retire in July.
Yeah, and just an update there, Lori, I have not been contacted about that role. I just thought I'd go ahead and clarify that.
That search is with Heidrick & Struggles and a continuing search for president and CEO of Visit Seattle in Washington.
Okay. One thing that I thought was interesting looking at this, you've got Australia who just released an RFP for being serviced in the Americas, but then they also have a vice president of the Americas for Tourism Australia that would be working out of Los Angeles, California. So it sounds like they're really trying to, you know, reboot their focus here in
the United States. Are for sure, you know, because they were their borders were shut for two years.
Yeah.
Shut tight. And they just reopened.
Makes a lot of sense.
They're spending money on a massive campaign. And in the travel vertical, I think the issue before this current one could be 2 weeks now. I embedded the video that they've come up with for that campaign and indicated some more information about their creative and about their spending. So if anyone's interested in Australia, we've been following their reopening. And, you know, you mentioned the job in LA. Well, Fiji is the same thing. They're doing an RFP and they also are looking for a trade partnerships manager for North America, again, based in LA. But there's another one that, you know, has just been, you know, closed for business. Yeah. And, you know, this is the recovery. This is the reopening.
How interesting. It'll be interesting to see how that unfolds. But that's a lot of fun. I'm excited to watch that video. I'll check it out.
Yes. Great. Back to the USA, Adam. There's an executive vice president role that is new in Visit Tucson.
Oh, interesting.
There is a social media manager role in Travel Wisconsin. And a PR role. Pardon?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, I've got to shout out my friend in Decatur, Alabama, Morgan County Tourism, looking for a communications director. They've got a podcast on the network that has done really, really well.
Yes. And in Alabama, also at Visit Mobile, they're looking for a partnership manager.
You know, Lori, I'm gonna jump in here. So I used to live in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. It's about an hour away from there, and it is actually Mobile, Alabama. There's a local secret for you.
Sure, that's okay. But I challenge any American to pronounce Glasgow or Buckingham Palace properly. They can't do that. So I can't do Mobile.
You know what? That's a fair point, Lori.
Yes, they all can, you know, I mean, I see them looking for Buckingham Palace, and I used to give them directions to the Grosvenor House in Grosvenor Square, which is, of course, Grosvenor. But, you know, it's funny. I can't do Mobile.
Yeah, Lori, as long as you'll give me some leeway on the British terms, I will definitely make sure that we give you the benefit of the doubt on some of these English words that you could read five different ways and be wrong.
Yes, it's true. So, you know, we won't talk about this place called Glasgow, right? In Scotland, which Americans call Glasgow, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, I would get that wrong for sure looking at it.
There you go. So what do we want to go back, though, is just I want to mention one thing because, you know, the e-tourism summit was the reason that the travel vertical began as a way to, you know, keep the community connected throughout the years, even though the conferences are only held annually. And of course, there's other ways now to do that as well. We've got, you know, ETS 365, which is a platform and all kinds of other things and webinars going on. But in the beginning, the travel vertical never really talked much about the sales side of the business, you know, the convention meetings side of the business. It was more about the marketing, the digital, and laterally, the public relations aspects. But, you know, in every convention and visitors bureau, convention is a big part of it as well.
Yeah.
So we do list those jobs, like national accounts manager for the West and the Midwest at the Philadelphia Convention and Visitors Bureau. So we've been putting those in, and those are getting a lot of attention too. So the readership of the travel vertical has expanded beyond the initial side, which was strictly on marketing.
Great. Well, Lori, a lot going on this week.
Well, there's always a lot going on, Adam, and it just keeps on becoming more so, I think.
Yep, absolutely. Well, thanks for being the curator of everything and putting this together every week so that we can keep an eye on what's happening and be aware of the latest.
Well, send us your news, everybody. Send us your promotions and your appointments and your openings, your RFPs, and people on the move.
And you can see it all at thetravelvertical.com. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Lori, for your time. And we hope that everybody that's listening will leave us a rating or a review. Helps us to continue to grow the show. And then another shout out to Scott Dahl for sharing it on LinkedIn. Anybody that feels so inclined, we'd love to have you do that as well.
Thanks, Adam.
See you, Lori. Bye.